1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with a little article out of RT News. President Vladimir Putin. I was just listening to an article by Alex Jones talking about President Donald Trump. Putin truthfully observed yesterday, "The world is gradually getting rid of the dictatorship of a financial and economic model aimed at driving into debt and servitude, turning into economic colonies and depriving entire regions of the world of resources for development. The process of building a multipolar world order, more democratic, more honest, fair, for the majority of mankind, is simply inevitable and historically necessary. This fully applies to the creation of a strong economic foundations of such a world order. That is, no third party has any possibility for abuse and for interfering with payments, including blocking, for example, a transaction, arresting accounts, appropriating someone else's money, or assets. And this, unfortunately, happens in the modern world." Russia's international assets have been seized by the United States, Germany, different nations. And this is what Putin is referring to, that Russia has assets internationally that are just being, confiscated. And these assets are going to be used for the Ukrainian war. He says this is, like he said in the article, this really is a third party that has and is using a system for hijacking, holding, taking other nations' currencies, their assets. I'm trying to think of the right word. Now, an American professor, Jeffrey Sachs, at Columbia University, states, "The epoch of the international finance system dominated by the dollar is drawing to an end. This will happen in the next decade. At the end of World War II, the United States accounted for 30% of world production. This figure is now at only 15%. One of the privileges was the ability to borrow and reduce at reduced interest rates. It also maintained a fairly efficient system of international payments, but the United States abused this system, especially in the last 15 years. The United States became reliant on using the financial system for the sake of achieving geopolitical goals. Due to this, the nations of the world have for decades sought a way to break American stranglehold economically, militarily, geopolitically, internationally. It hasn't been able, it's taken up until just in the last 20 months, maybe let's say in the last decade, especially since Vladimir Putin became president of Russia. Vladimir Putin has set in motion strategies, diplomatic strategies, economic strategies with other countries. And these countries, they fully understand the concept behind having internationally a group, not a small group, a group of small, medium-sized, and larger countries working together to break the economic stranglehold of one nation. It's not the United States plus European nations plus NATO nations. It is one nation, the United States of America. Empire. Empire. And Vladimir Putin was able to take a concept, working diplomatically with other nations for the last 20 years plus, he has been able to convince and give the mechanics of how to break America's stranglehold via the petrodollar. And the nations, at the right time, agreed that they couldn't wait any longer to move forward with Vladimir Putin's strategy. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm, who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi. I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
The spirit was freedom and justice, and its keepers seemed generous and kind. Its leaders were supposed to serve the country, but now they won't pay no mind. 'Cause the people grew fat and got lazy, and now their vote is a meaningless joke. So just an echo of what they-
boss is watching the people, and the people just can't understand. We don't know how to mind our own business, 'cause the whole world's got to be just like us. Now we are fighting a war over there. No matter who's the winner, we can't.
And there's a monster on the loose. It's got her head inside a noose. Steppenwolf, the late 60s, actually early 70s. The monster, empire. Is there anything that the American people, or basically the nations of the world, are going to do about empire? Not right now. No. Prophecy must be fulfilled. The Bible said there would be a nation, an empire, a beast like no other nation in mankind's history. Not like Egypt, not like Rome, Greece, a different nation. And it would be an end time nation, and the world, for the most part, for the existence before this empire's destruction, empire would basically rule outer space, the atmosphere, ocean surface, landmass, communications, technology. No one can destroy this nation. China, is China going to destroy it? No. Will Russia destroy America? No. The hand of God will destroy it using a coming Antichrist, but that's in the future, about a decade. But presently, we will begin our demise as a nation, which has begun. There will be a second world system develop in the time prior to Christ's second coming. It has taken place. China and Russia in a partnership. We are in the midst of prophetic fulfillment internationally, and the people of the world aren't aware of it. The Christian people, especially, who should be aware of it, are not, because they don't understand prophecy and they don't care about prophecy. Of all people, Christ said that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. But the Christian people, for the most part, ignore prophecy. But the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. And the children of the world are watching what's happening internationally. They believe an Antichrist must be alive. The children of the world that are not even believers do believe that this digital system is going to be the system that Antichrist will use, where you can't buy and sell unless you worship him or take the mark of the beast. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. This is what Christ said. What Christ says is important because it's true. 100% of the time. Now, according to the New York Times, this is out of American news. The American people, the rulers of this country, the rulers that rule America, are using the news to tell you the truth. The United States has a new set of tools for bullying the world. This is out of the New York Times. And the American people are oblivious to the truth of what this country is and the direction we are going as a nation and what is going to happen to the nations of the world. The whole world is going to war. The whole world is going to be in conflict. It's not going to be isolated like just Europe in World War I or Europe World War II or Afghanistan or Vietnam. No, the whole world is going to go into conflict. There's only going to be two sides in this war that's coming. Maybe a third. It's going to be the United States and the unipolar world nations that are loyal to the United States, England, Canada, possibly for a while, Germany, some of the European nations. France is starting to bail. But it will be the unipolar nations against the rest of the world. The third war that will take place will be a religious war. All of the world will be at war with Christianity, with all seven churches that Christ spoke of, that John documented in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Seven lampstands. The whole world will be at war with the children of God. And the children of God are oblivious to this fact. Catholics, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Protestants, the whole family of Protestantism, Messianic believers, Pentecostals, Charismatics, all of the evangelical community, the whole world is going to be at war with Christianity, especially in the United States of America. The United States of America, the land of the coming Antichrist. Do you think Antichrist is going to allow Christianity to continue the way it's been, Christianity to continue in America? I'm presenting something to you that in 2, 3, 4 years, you'll understand it. It's difficult to understand the truth about what is coming in 3, 4, 5 years. Maybe less. Maybe a year. But the whole world, according to Christ, is at war in the time in which we live against his children. And the children of the devil, these children are the ones that will have the power to destroy Christians. But I'm going to go back to this article. New York Times, the United States has a new set of tools for bullying the world. The greatest collateral damage from last year's Russian invasion of Ukraine has been to various Western European members of NATO, which suddenly find their national interests subordinated to those of their strongest ally. So the United States, we have imposed our will upon Western Europe. They don't have it. They have no say in this matter of Ukraine, in this war. They have to go along with U.S. interests. The United States has long wanted Europeans to kick over two pillars on which their economies rest. Number one, imports of cheap energy from Russia and exports of advanced manufacturers to China, Russia's ally. With the Russian invasion last year, these demands became more necessary. Europe has largely complied with them. The European Union voted for an embargo of Russian oil in the early days of the war. Germany, where dependence on China is arguably the strongest, published its first comprehensive strategy for de-risking its China trade this past summer. Germany needs China. And America says, stop trading with China. America wants all of the European nations to limit trade with China and don't limit purchases of natural gas from Russia. We have plenty of oil. We have plenty of gas. We have resources like you can't imagine, which we won't develop. And here we're asking these nations, don't trade with China and don't buy natural gas from Russia. It goes on, the cost has been high. In Germany's case, the International Monetary Fund and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development predict that it will perform worse this year than at any other than any other advanced economy. Certainly, there are many reasons for Germany's slowdown. Interest rates are high. Supply chains have been disrupted by disease and war. The country's car industry faces new competition from electric vehicles. But it does not help that, as the socialist Wolfgang Streeck wrote recently in American Affairs magazine, quote, Germany is being asked to participate in an economic war that is, to some extent, also a war against Germany itself. That's pretty eye-opening. American policymakers have weaponized the world economy in a way that it is hard for democracies to register, let alone influence. The weaponization of the global economy is proving to be an unreliable tool of American might. You see, this country, when you say America, there's two Americas. The free America, the people of this country, and then there is the rulers of America who sit in Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia. Two Americas. Most American people have not figured that out yet. There's the America that is being really directed and ruled by the rulers of the world, the wealthy people, the families that have owned this country for the last 150 years, these dynasties, including the Kennedys. You know, with RFK, I'm not buying into Mr. Kennedy and his run for president. I think the American people have, for the most part. I haven't bought into Mr. Kennedy. He's saying the right things, but you got to remember, he comes from a lineage of hardcore Democrats. And that spirit runs deep in families. In my family, my parents, both parents, Democrat, going back to the time of Adam and Eve. They were Democrats even before Adam and Eve were created. That's just the way families who are children who have parents that are Democrats very seldom break away from the Democrat thinking or party. Then you have the Republican Party. It's the same with the Republican Party. But you see, both parties are really, it's a uniparty. It's just one party. It's one system that is a hidden system that is tied into COG, continuity of government. Democrat, Republican, both must protect this nation from any, what is the term, threat to national security. Whether you be Democrat or Republican, both must protect the kingdom. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360khnc.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can fight alone against the monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care?
This country is about to have a series of high-definition moments. America's definition moment for the occult world, for the Luciferians of the country, for the Illuminati, for the secret societies of this country. They had a high-definition moment take place in 2016 when Donald Trump won the election. It was a high-definition moment for Hillary Clinton. In the debates, in the second debate, she had her high-definition moment. She realized she was not going to win the election. She realized no matter with all of the systems that were in place to assure her victory, she knew there was not going to be a victory for her. This woman was going to sit in the dust. She was going to sit in the dust. She was never going to sit on the throne. It was her high definition moment. And Donald Trump won the election. There are more high-definition moments coming to the United States of America. The next high-definition moment was when Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping formed a partnership at the Beijing Olympics in 2022, on February the 4th, 2022. It was a high-definition moment again for the rulers of the world, or the rulers of America, for the wealthy families of America, and for the families of Europe, for the royalty. These families had another high-definition moment, which they heard about through their advisors, that China and Russia had joined together a partnership that would not be dissolved. It would be firm. And that partnership, the main purpose of the partnership was a declaration. One declaration was to the United States of America, your rule of the world is over. There is a second world order. The world has birthed a second world order. To the nations of the world, to the global south, to South America, Central America, Africa, Southern Asia, these nations realized they're smaller nations, they're not powerful nations. They were informed by Russia and China that there will be a way for them to take a new direction in the future, economically, politically, with Russia and China and the BRICS nations and another group of nations that would eventually join the BRICS network and would become a multipolar world network. This was a high definition moment for this administration in this country, for the European governments, for all the governments internationally. A declaration by Russia and China. They declared war on the United States of America, on the American and their the ship that was carrying America's global hegemony was a petrodollar. And now that hole was going to be breached. And the petrodollar economic control has ended. All the nations now are going to use other currencies. They're moving away from U.S. bonds, all of the U.S. Monetary mechanisms, dollars. This was a high-definition moment, again, that took place. Another high-definition moment that's coming in the future is in this next roughly a year, another high-definition moment is coming. I do not think we're going to have an election. I do not believe it's going to take place. I believe that someone who has been in the presidency before is going to once again return as president of this country, as a final ruler of this country. The high-definition moment that people, I think, are waiting for and they don't realize it is the return of Barack Obama. I'm just telling you that not because I have a sense, because I have a crystal ball, no, because this is what in the book of Revelation chapter 17 verse 10, there's a riddle about the United States of America and the last eight administrations. Seven presidents, but eight administrations. There are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is yet to come. When he comes and is in place for a short space. Then to replace him is the eighth, which is of the seven. Donald Trump is number seven. He is the seventh king in that riddle. This was a high-definition moment when Donald Trump won the election. He is an outsider. He was never an insider. He played the game with insiders. He played poker with insiders. He went to their restaurants. They ate with him. He ate with them. He funded them. But he worked and played the game. But he was never a globalist. Donald Trump was never a globalist. He will never be a globalist. This is why they are still, to this day, the continuity of government agencies and machine is still trying to destroy him. They will destroy him. His political career is coming to an abrupt end very shortly. You don't have to believe me, but when it comes, remember, it is a high-definition moment. The Bible says that he's going to continue for a short space, and it's going to be over for him. Then, one of the previous seven presidents that began with Jimmy Carter is going to come to power again. He's going to resume power. Once again, he's going to come back into power. That only person that can come back into power, according to that riddle, is Barack Obama. This is going to be a high-definition moment for you, where the whole world, there are high-definition moments coming internationally with countries. Then individually, every person is going to have a high-definition moment. Personally, you're going to have things happen to you that I call high-definition moments, things that you will never forget. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, podcasts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
We always want to get it together, and America didn't get it together. High-definition moments. You see, Donald Trump is the destroyer of dynasties. I remember in the debate where Jeb Bush was destroyed by Donald Trump. And And Bush Sr. sat up in the balcony in the wheelchair and did the thumb across the neck procedure toward Donald Trump, the Masonic sign saying, "You're going to die." Well, Bush didn't realize that he was going to die. But Donald Trump destroyed the Bush political dynasty forever. Forever. He also destroyed the Rockefeller via the Clinton children, their dynasties also. The political dynasty of the Clintons has ended forever. The Rockefellers may have one more seat in power, one more child, one more family member to resume power one more time. I am pretty sure that somewhere along the line, Barack Obama may have Rockefeller blood. Some people are surmising, suspecting, looking deeply into the possibility that Barack Obama may be related to the Rockefeller family. So that would that be, if that would be the case, Bill and Hillary are cousins. That means that probably Barack must be a family member too. He must be a member of the Rockefeller family. So there's a possibility that Obama has Rockefeller blood in his lineage. There are people that are looking for that. I suspect that that may be the case. Can't prove it yet, but still looking. Have some evidence, but have to be careful. But a high definition moment is that in the near future, Barack Obama will return to power in this country. And like I said earlier, Donald Trump's president or his political career is going to end very shortly. But Donald Trump destroyed also the Rockefeller / Clinton dynasty, and also the Kennedy dynasty is over too. Kennedy won't go anywhere. I don't think that we're even going to get to that point where we're going to have an election. Donald Trump is asking right now the Republican Party to cease all these debates. There's no sense. You're wasting time. There's no one that's going to really be a Republican candidate other than Donald Trump. So he's called for a cease, an end to the debates. And that's probably not unwise. So, the world is in for some more high-definition moments. Now, going back to this article, Vladimir Putin, and this article that I'm reading from out of the New York Times, the United States has a new set of tools for bullying the world. I ended with, Germany is being asked to participate in an economic war that is to some extent also a war against Germany itself. American policymakers have weaponized the world economy in a way that is hard for democracies to register, let alone influence. The weaponization of a global economy has proved to be an unreliable tool of the American might. The problem is that the economy, as it has existed since the Cold War, and everyone pretty much trades with everyone, countries that have the most reason to fear the United States have responded by trying to construct alternative arrangements. Over the past year and a half, Russia has shown a resilience in the face of an all-out economic war that China and Iran are likely to use as a model. This has succeeded. All of American sanctions, economic sanctions on Russia, have failed. Russia has proved to the world that this multipolar world plan and the strategy is working. And Russia was the one to be tested. Now, China and Iran, I believe they've already begun to use this model. Other nations are using this model too. This is why American dollar is in trouble. The nations don't want to use the American dollar any longer, and they won't. This is why the United States is quickly, in a panic, trying to get to digital currencies. I have another article about Russia. They have developed and put together their own system of digital currencies, which has been effective. They don't need the system that the nations use right now for money transfers, the SWIFT. They don't need that system. Russia has another system that all of these multipolar world nations can use. They don't need to go along with the World Economic Forum system. Now, going on and finishing with this part of this article, by contrast, well, I'm going to wait till we get back. So, the podcasts are 1360khnc.com. For the present truth, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll return.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Okay, I'm going to finish and conclude with just reading out of Sputnik News. The creation of a multipolar world is inevitable, and it's necessary, according to Vladimir Putin. Now, he was meeting at the third International Olympiad on Financial Security in Sochi on Wednesday, yesterday. He said the creation of a multipolar world, more honest and fair for the majority of the people, is inevitable and historically necessary. The process of building a multipolar world order, more democratic, more honest, fair for the majority of mankind, is simply inevitable, historically necessary. This fully applies to the creation of strong economic foundations of such a world order. And in the address there in Sochi, he also stated that the nations in the up-and-coming and continuing to grow multipolar world network are going to de-dollarize. They are going to continue to trade with their own currencies or to trade with stable currencies such as the ruble, the ruble, China's yuan, other currencies that are stable. They don't need to trade with dollars. So he emphasized the de-dollarization of the economy of these economies in this network of nations. And this is like Janet Yellen stated, that what has begun, the process that began with Russia and China and this agreement, putting together this multipolar world network, it is the end of the American petrodollar. And she knows it. She's admitting it. The Russian president also emphasized that those who seize other people's assets are apparently not exceptionally intelligent. During the speech, Putin spoke about the joint project between a number of central banks in Asia and the Middle East that allows them to issue and exchange digital currencies. They're working on a system that is separate from the SWIFT system. I had the name for the meaning for SWIFT, and I didn't bring it with me into the microphone here. But the digital currencies they're going to use are protected. They're not part of, they can't be controlled by American, how they can, like Iran, Iraq, Russia, Belarus, they can be suspended from the SWIFT network where they can't transfer monies. There's no transfer of funds to any of the nations. They've been cut out of that system. Well, in the new system with Russia, any nation, including America, will have access to that system, but they have to use money or finances that have value. They can't use a petrodollar. They can't use the American bonds. So what we're seeing, what Russia with Vladimir Putin, he could see 20 years ago, he knew the direction to go, and he was able to put his strategy in place. One more thing he said is, he said, the world is gradually getting rid of the dictatorship, and he's implying the United States. The world is getting rid of the dictatorship of an economic model where entire regions of the world are driven into bondage and loans. It has happened. The world, we have been involved in a high definition moment, and most of the world, the people of the world, don't know it. Well, we'll visit tomorrow. We'll continue. And podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. For the present truth, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's visit tomorrow, see what happens and develops overnight.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.